two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 on the dot at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a partly cloudy sky, not 100 yet. It's 97 degrees. KSL's top story, developing news. No at-home fireworks in Salt Lake City this holiday season. Mayor Erin Mendenhall says the fire marshal feels the risk is too high.
There has never been a greater concern by these experts about the threat of fire to Salt Lake City. We take their recommendations seriously, and we know it's not made lightly, but it's done with the health and the safety of the residents, businesses, and our firefighters in mind.
The ban is effective immediately and goes until further notice. Public fireworks shows like the one in Liberty Park will still go on. KSL News Time 3:31. Utah House Democrats are calling for a special session to give cities more control over fireworks in their communities. Governor Spencer Cox has expressed wanting to see fireworks limited. The House Speaker nixed the idea on Twitter last night, saying he doesn't feel it's necessary to have a special session at this time. He hopes local leaders will decide what works best in their communities and that Utahns will act responsibly. KSL News Time 3:31. More developing news. Voting rights are in the spotlight this afternoon. The Democrats' massive voting rights package is being voted on. It's set to be voted on any moment now. We get the latest. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, one by one, senators stating their position on the Senate floor in advance of the vote on whether to debate a bill aimed at reforming voting rights. The procedural vote is expected to fail because Republicans like Susan Collins are against it.
S1 would take away the rights of people in each of the 50 states to determine which election rules work best for their citizens.
The crucial Senate vote is expected at any minute. Air travel continues to break pandemic records, and now airlines are scrambling to hire more people to handle the surge. The White House says help is on the way.
There are over three times more Americans traveling through airports now than at any time last year, and this funding will help airports ramp up operations, keep travelers safe, and workers employed.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Federal Aviation Administration is issuing $8 billion in grants to help airports. The Biden administration is conceding it will not reach its goal to get 70% of American adults vaccinated against COVID by July 4th. It says too many young Americans and a number of conservative-leaning states are far behind. And multiple countries who eagerly inoculated their people with China's COVID vaccines face devastating new case surges. Axios is reporting that this revelation undermines China's vaccine diplomacy, which Beijing has prioritized in the developing world to win influence and commercial deals. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The red-hot Utah housing market might only get hotter. The average price of a home in the Salt Lake Metro is now $450,000. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
A recent REMAX report of 35 metro areas shows other markets saw a dip or were flat for the month of May.
You know what? It could go as high as $600,000. I'm not saying that it will, but it could.
Principal broker of Summit Sotheby International Realty, Thomas Wright, telling Dave and Genovic, this market, not a bubble waiting to pop. And that's because a host of things he says haven't happened, like interest rate hikes and underwriting scams.
You don't see decreasing equity via cash out because the economy's so good. You don't see that rising inventory. Inventory is at an all-time low right now. You're not seeing an increase of days on the market. If anything, it's going down.
Wright says all the people not leaving Utah combined with the shortage of inventory is what's driving home prices. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
From housing prices to the employment crisis, employers say the labor shortage here is getting worse with more open jobs than people to fill them. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Officials with Chamber West say there are 45,000 people who are unemployed in the state, but there are over 90,000 open jobs. They say companies can increase salaries to find workers, and that is happening. They say salaries of so-called low-skilled workers have been going up quickly. But they also say this can only work for so long since companies can only raise prices so high.
Experts say companies are finding ways to entice low-skill workers. Some businesses are offering increased benefits and bonuses for covering extra shifts. The Defense Department has big new plans for Hill Air Force Base. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards says they're even going to add more jobs to the open market.
As many as 4,000 jobs should be coming to the Layton and Roy area with the building of a new facility at Hill Air Force Base. The Defense Department's next budget puts more money into the ground-based strategic deterrent program. The Standard Examiner says it'll all be based at Hill in those new facilities being built near the border with Roy.
This new program will replace the Ballistic Missile Force. KSL News Time 3:35. Let's take a look at traffic. Ricky, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We have another new crash. It's not causing any delays yet, but watch for it. Eastbound on I-215 South Belt at about 1300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, thank you, Ricky. Coming up, a blast from the past. We have an update on Gorilla Glue Girl. My Minute of News is up next on KSL.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.